If you'd rather tune into sounds, the Internet is opening up a whole new world of opportunities for buying and recording music. Karen Carner reports that some in the recording industry call cyber songs music to their ears.
Jeffrey Beagle is a piano pioneer. In June, he gave the premiere performance of Gershwin's recently restored Rhapsody in Blue. And in July, he was the first performer to give a live piano concert over the Internet.
But what a nice way it would be to bring people closer together and closer to classical music, bring children closer to it, our future audiences.
Jeffrey Beagle and others in the music industry are doing their best to target those audiences. After years of sharp growth, music sales have flattened. So artists, record companies, and retailers are focusing their sights on a small but potentially lucrative sector of the market, cyberspace.
Some people are ordering over the Internet and they're getting sent their music, you know, through the mail. And last year there were close to $20 million worth of sales that way.
That $20 million is less than 1% of all music sales. But experts predict that as online usage grows, so will its share of music sales. A few online music distributors like CD World and CD Universe are cashing in right now, and more distributors are expected to follow. Some companies are going even further into cyberspace. They're letting consumers download CD quality music directly onto their computer hard drive. Upstart music company N2K is leading this movement, offering nearly 20 songs on the Internet.
You could send this in the form of bits to somebody's home. That becomes probably the most efficient distribution system that one could think of. I mean, there's no manufacturing charges involved in this. There's no packaging. There's none of this.
Large record labels and well-known artists have yet to embrace the idea, but they are experimenting with it. The artist formerly known as Prince previews new releases on his website, and Capitol Records just released a single from veteran band Duran Duran on the Internet. Most record companies and major artists say they're going to wait until they're absolutely certain their material cannot be pirated. But some lesser-known and more experimental artists think cyberspace is sweet music.
In some towns, it may just be a Walmart or one particular store where people buy records, and they can't really carry every record, and they can't carry sometimes the more experimental records because their focus is on the top sellers. So this is one way to get some more experimental stuff.
While some retailers fear that cyber songs may eat away at their sales, others say it just might be a hit.
This new method of distribution is bringing in new buyers, people who maybe have been spending more time doing something else, but the Internet, or they're playing on the Internet, or they're surfing. This is an easy, interesting way for them to check out some new music. So I don't look at this as cannibalizing sales.
While cyberspace may never replace store sales, artists like Jeffrey Beagle still see themselves and the Internet in harmony. Karen Carner, The Wall Street Journal Report, New York.